Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On two consecutive days in January, the Orthodox Church reveres the memory of the Venerable Antony the Great on the 17th of January and Athanasius the Great on the 18th of January. In Bulgarian tradition, they go by the names of Antonovden and Atanasovden.
Maridona na porti sidiši, Aljana, karpa držiši i sidite po vetreši. Aljana, karpa držiši i sidite po vetreši. O dolu idi Nikola, Marijo, dolu idi Nikola, Aljana. Дона Николу думаше, мари бати ли бати Никола, ти капу беше на двора видяли, моми хубави, ти капу беше на двора видяли, моми хубави. Никола дума на Дона Марии, Маше доно всякакви, имаше бели ямбуки и черна локи сливянки, имаше бели ямбуки и черна локи сливянки. Мари по бяла доно от тебя, бяла ти доно червена, червена, като ябълка, бяла ти доно червена, червена, като ябълка.
Saint Antony was born in Egypt 251 years ago to a wealthy and pious family. Having been orphaned at the age of 20, he gave away his fortune to the poor and retired to an Egyptian tomb hacked out into the rock. Having overcome a string of temptations and trials, Antony went to live in an old abandoned Roman fort in the mountain and sealed off all entrances. Twice a year, a friend would come to bring him food. Saint Antony spent 20 years living this life, and God rewarded him by endowing him with the ability to heal. He died on the 17th of January in 356 AD, at the age of 105. In Bulgarian tradition, this is the day celebrated by all people named Anton, Antonia, Andon, Antoinetta, and also Doncho, Donka, and their derivatives. Popular tradition sets down a number of prohibitions connected with the belief that Antony is the patron saint of the plague, smallpox, anthrax, and diseases as such. In folklore practice, these pestilences are called antes, sweet and honeyed, blessed, so as to appease them. Hence the other name of this feast day, Antes Day. In almost all parts of the country, yeast-free bread is baked, coated in treacle or honey, chunks of which are handed out for health. One of the loaves is left in the attic for the ante, that is, the plague. Pieces are left for all other diseases as well. On the day of Saint Antony, women must not do any sewing or knitting. If they were to prick their fingers, they would heal very slowly and would vex the diseases. For the same reason, no beans or lentils must be cooked. Beans and lentils are thought to resemble the pox rash.
oči, nad njegovi černi oči. Majka mu si go pitaše, kde šte sino da ideš. Šte ide, male, šte ide dolu v dolnata mahala, da čuje kera, kak peje, kak peje.
Saint Athanasius the Great is an Egyptian theologian and man of God, Patriarch of Alexandria from 328 until 373 AD. He was the first to have popularized monasticism, which originated in Egypt, throughout Europe. The Church venerates the saint twice a year, on the 2nd of May, the day of his death, and on the 18th of January, the day when he returned to Alexandria as Orthodox bishop for the last time. In popular tradition, this day is called Winter Saint Athanasius, or Midway Winter. It is said that from this day on, the day begins to grow by one millet seed a day. In folklore tradition, on this day, Saint Athanasius went up into the mountain on a white horse. He took off his winter coat, put on a silk shirt and called out, "Go away, winter, come summer."
Пани лепати та на си аспи.
In popular belief, Antony and Athanasius are twin brothers. According to legend, they were blacksmiths and even invented the blacksmith tongs. Here is how it happened. They were working at the smithy, the iron grew white hot in the furnace, and there was no way Athanasius could pull it out with his bare hands. So he got an idea, to use two metal rods. And while he was wondering how to do this, his gaze fell upon a dog lying on the floor nearby, and its front paws curled up in front of it. He bent the rods into the same shape and made tongs. From that moment on, the brothers became the patron saints of blacksmiths, cutlers, and ironmongers. To honour him, on this day, people practising these professions make a sacrificial offering. In some parts of the country, the days of St. Antony and St. Athanasius are called sweet and honeyed. In the region of Mount Pirin, it is believed that all diseases come together or are born on the day of St. Antony, and on the following day, St. Athanasius Day, go out to look for humans to attach themselves to. So women observe the same prohibitions as on the previous day. In the Thracian region, a black chicken or hen is killed on St. Athanasius Day, cooked with rice, and given out to relatives and friends for health. In other parts of the country, lasses and young men would go out to the meadows, put up swings, sing and dance the hurrah. This is one of the principal feast days when the villagers make sacrificial offerings together for health and prosperity.
Thank you.
In Folk Studio, we brought you rituals and legends connected with the days of Saint Anthony and Saint Athanasius.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.